and the Quran in Arabic language, Assalamu alaikum. All praises due to Allah, the guardian evolver, the keeper, the sustainer of all the worlds. We ask for his guidance. We ask for his mercy and his forgiveness. We ask that he bless us to be a community of Muslims upholding the banner of al-Islam as it was upheld by the companions of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But God has guided us to the sure truth. Mecca is in Arabia. Holy city Mecca is in Arabia, where wisdom and knowledge of the original man first started when the planet was found. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that powerful? Those are not my words. Those are the words of the man that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad called God in the person. Those are the words of W.D. Farrar. They got new leaders up today. We're telling you to go to Africa. We're telling you to disregard the holy city Mecca. Or do they represent the best of yesterday? Do they represent the major concern of yesterday? The major concern of yesterday wasn't material affluence. It wasn't militancy or military power or political power. The major concern of yesterday was moral dignity. Moral dignity. The major concern of yesterday was truth. Truth. The major concern of yesterday was the Holy Quran. Nothing in the nation of Islam received the respect that this book got. Not even Yaqub's history received the respect that this book got. So who is sticking to the major interest? Who is sticking to the major concern? The son of Elijah Muhammad. W.D. Muhammad. Oh, yes. In spite of what they accuse me of, in spite of what I've done against the old way of looking at things, I am still the rightful heir. Do you think everybody that tear down a temple is a false inheritor? If you think that, then look at scripture. Say, I build the temple up. In 3 days, tear it down in one. I'm giving you a Bible. The Bible says that the temple would be built up and torn down. I'm giving you a Bible now, not Quran. And it's going to be done by the same person. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad built the temple up. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's flesh is tearing it down. Why? Because temple just ain't fit for the future. Temple is something for the past. Mosque is for the future. The masjid is for the future. The temple is for the past. So when the nation was found, the name that was placed on it
tell us that that was a thing temporary. How can you feel yourselves to be complete Muslims calling your houses of worship temples? So the man who built it up, he didn't build it up to stay forever. He built it up out of expedience. He just couldn't find a better way to deal with the thing at that time. And he left the real job. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said, I think it was Tabernacle Baptist Church, Savior's Day Convention. I don't know whether it was 56 or 57, but one somewhere in there, he said, I am as David said, I won't build the temple. Said, my son will. He told the public that. Said he wouldn't do it, I will. Well, that was the word he had in his mouth at that time, temple. But at that time, he already had temples. So really, he wasn't talking about temple. He was talking about mosque. Yes, sir. I won't build a mosque. My son will. You who really love the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you who are not hypocrites to yesterday or in yesterday, you people, if you accept me, you become the greatest people on this earth. Because you have a work done in your life and for you that equal the greatest that have been done on the pages of Scripture. Ain't nothing happened in Hebrews. Ain't nothing happened in Exodus that is any more superior than what you see has happened in your life as followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad and now followers of his son. Yes, as the Hebrews, so-called Hebrews, they saw the hand of God defeating Egypt. They witnessed the hand of God defeating Pharaoh and the Egyptians. They were brought out of Egypt into the promised land. Those that managed to survive the long wait between freedom and the promised land, oh, once they got into the promised land, those people were really the strong pillars for a new world order. Because they had the knowledge of Egypt, the knowledge of Egypt's undoing, and the knowledge of the new land, or the new world. Those who follow me from my father's time, you have the knowledge of the Caucasian white racist rule. You have the knowledge of the undoing of that by the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, and you have the knowledge now of the revelation, the truth that make you understand the past, the middle, and what's ahead. Brother and sister, it's not often on this planet that human beings are blessed with that much understanding. It's not often, I repeat, on this planet that any human being is blessed to get that much understanding. You are extremely fortunate people. The human life is a combination of influences. There is influence from the flesh, influence from dead world, dead matter, materialism. The flesh lives on dead matter.
The flesh lives on dead matter. The flesh is created out of dead matter, and it lives on dead matter. So you have influence from your flesh, from the need of your flesh, from the biological needs of your flesh, and you have influence from mystery. Mystery is influencing you. You are a thinking being. You have the natural urge to know your place in the reality of things. You want to know. You want answers. You don't like to be in the dark as to what things are or what the world is. You have a natural desire for knowledge. So mystery attracts you too, and mystery influences you, because you don't like mystery. You want to make mystery speak plainly, because your soul yearns for understanding, for knowledge and understanding. So you're influenced by these things. You're influenced, again, I repeat, by your own biological life. You're influenced by the world that this life feed on, the inanimate world, or the plant, material world. And you're influenced by the unknown. And you're influenced by power. These are some of the things that you're influenced by, power. Because God has evolved you socially, spiritually, intellectually. He has evolved you to take on greater responsibility. So that requires you to accept authority. And authority is power. You have a natural yearning, a natural desire for power. Not abusive power. Power that will be discharged in the way that God intended it for this to be discharged. But if we don't have proper guidance, then we will be craving for abusive power. But this is not the true nature. This is the blind nature. The blind nature. We have these appetites. We can give them other names, but we have essentially these appetites. And that's what Scripture has been trying to bring home to us. To let the human being know that you are one creation, one life, one being, but that one being has been made of a combination of things, and you are influenced by what you are made of, or by what you are made from. You're influenced by this. Ignorant people can never be a strong people. You must become wise in the knowledge of your own reality. And a self-seeking person can never find his or her reality. When you seek something outside of yourself, you come closest to finding your own reality. And those who seek Allah, the creator of it all, they eventually find their home. Oh yes, they eventually find their home. Because God is the guide back home for his whole creation. So the life is saying, where am I? Where I come from? In order to know where I should be now, what I should be doing now, and where I should be going. The life wants to know this. God reveals it to us. Abraham, in the beautiful Quranic parable, says, God, in words, I believe, I have faith, my faith is solid. But for my soul, just so my soul can rest, tell me how will you resurrect dead people? God says, train four birds and put them on four mountains and call them with your voice, you, with the voice that trained them. Call them with the voice that trained them, and they will come to you. Oh, yes. God has put in us four major elements for our growth, for our ascension into greater and greater social and community life. And all we have to do is train those elements. All we have to do is tune those elements back into what they are. And then call the natural creature. Call the natural creature. And he will answer the call. You know, all of us, I don't care how close or how far we are from religion, how much we're involved in worldly things, all of us, once in our life at least, feel we got a calling. Oh, yes, we feel we got a calling. We feel there's a destiny, there's something for us to do. We don't know what mystery is surrounding it or what mystery is involved in it. A lot of times we can't identify it as God calling us, but we just know there's something special for us to do. It's nature. Say, train four birds, put them on four mountains. Call them, they will come. Actually, God was showing the prophet and showing us through the prophet exactly what he has done. That he has created the human being. And God says in the Quran that he gave us our needs, our essential needs, in four periods. In four periods. We can say four measures, four periods, four elements, however we want to talk about it. But there are four distinct needs that are very essential for human life. We have to have spiritual development because there's a mystery factor in the human life. And that mystery hunger in our life is not satisfied until we know true God, true creator, and true reality or true creation. Never satisfied. So that mystery in our life, or that appetite for mystery, is to bring us closer and closer to the known, to the reality. Mystery calls us into mystery, to undo mystery and bring out the truth. The human being is not a superstitious being by nature. He is a rational being by nature, and he wants to make logic out of confusion. He wants to make logic out of mystery because God has put it in his nature to do that. So he pursues mystery. Mystery attracts him. He follows mystery like a hungry dog following a smelling steak. Oh, I smell something. Say, why are you following that mystery, God? I smell something. How can you believe in a God you have never seen? I smell something. You give your whole life, all your faith to something you can't prove? I smell something. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes. My nature drives me on into the mystery, looking for the answers. Oh, yes. Knowledge doesn't attract us like mystery. Why? Because knowledge have already been found. Mystery is something yet to be discovered. And God has put it in our nature to uncover every tongue and every stone, to uncover every hidden thing until the mystery is known. Yes, until the mystery is known. And that's why God's word is called revelation. It answers the most urgent need in the human being. Oh, yes. Dear people, when you know your nature, when you know yourself, when you know that there's an element of mystery in your life and that is put there to drive you on, to make you move out from the known to the unknown so that the unknown may be known, you will make progress in this world. You will not fear strange things. You will not fear new things. But you'll be attracted to strange things. You'll be attracted to new things. You'll follow your nature. You won't be intimidated by the superstition and spookism, the prejudice that this world has given you against this Quran, against Prophet Muhammad, against the Muslim world, against this Imam. You will tell them to go to hell. Say, I'm going to follow Imam W.D. Muhammad. They say, but he betrayed his father. You say, oh, I don't care. I don't believe he's an enemy to anything that was good. Say, but the community was black and solid, and he broke all that. He destroyed all that. Say, why are you still following him? I smell something. I smell something. Oh, yes. I think I smell what I've been wanting to eat for all my life. When I was a rock, when I was nothing but energy in space, I can recall way back there that I wanted something. And what is that? It's something that I smell in the trail of W.D. Muhammad. And what is it? It's answers concerning the mystery of the universe.
You have been listening to Mujaddid Wallace Dean Muhammad. For those of you who want to know more about the world community of Al-Islam in the West, call area code 212-662-2201 if you're in New York. And if you're in New Jersey, call area code 201-623-3500. New York, call area code 212-662-2201. And New Jersey, call area code 201-623-3500. Yes, someone is waiting to answer your call.
We have been appealing to you for quite a few weeks for the mortgage drive for Master Malcolm Shabazz. Although the response has been very good, our goal is still far away. So we urge you not to delay your anticipated donations. Take time now and mail your contributions today to Mortgage Drive, Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, Post Office Box 873, Morningside Station, New York, New York, 10026. We appreciate your quick response to our appeal.
You may also support the Mortgage Drive by purchasing cassettes of Mujaddid Wallace Dean Muhammad's national broadcast at your local Treasury Department, or you may write Malcolm Shabazz Masjid, Post Office Box 873, Morningside Station, New York, New York, 10026.
Visit the sick and shut-in. There are many believers who cannot attend the Masjid because of illness. Call and visit them. A list of the sick and shut-in is published weekly in the Community News Bulletin.
Read the Bilalian News each week. Be sure to purchase some copies for your relatives and friends. That's Bilalian News, the paper of the people, by the people, and for the people.
We have available for you Holy Quran.